Yeah, you know, it's our first big meet of the year. Being at home is great. We've had a couple kind of shakeout meets, but I think the girls are ready for basically bringing in some of the best teams in the country to come and compete. And the whole week leading up to it, obviously, is super exciting too. There's lots going on at the course. We've got tons of volunteers. You know, Coach Wilson, who is my boss, is out there all week getting stuff set up. And people just come out of the woodwork to help us with the meet because they love Roy and they want to pay homage to Roy too. So everybody's there, and it just kind of amps up a normal cross country meet into, you know, it's really kind of a happening and not a cross country meet at this point. So
Yeah, no doubt about that. And obviously you have it at all levels too, high schoolers, small college, you got the university level. Thousands of runners, thousands of people to watch and see everything. Take me through the field. It's always a good field, but it's especially good this year because you're hosting Big Tens later. Take us through that.
Yeah, so you know, with cross country, every course is so different that teams like to take advantage of coming to early season meets to preview the course for championship meets. And so with hosting Big Tens this year, we pretty much have every Big Ten school, with the exception of maybe two or three, coming to the GRIAC, which the Big Ten is historically one of the best distance conferences in the country. So really that means we probably are gonna have, you know, 5 to 6 ranked teams from the Big Ten, plus ranked teams from other conferences and other regions. So it'll probably be one of the deepest fields we've had in the last 4 or 5 years, which is fun, but also challenging. And it'll just be a good for us to know kind of where we're at this time of the year and know with 5 more weeks before the conference meet what we can kind of keep working on. And obviously for our girls and our guys team to really hone in on our home field advantage. Again, knowing that every course is different. These teams are coming in and running it once. We run it every week and multiple times a year. So I think we're going to take advantage of that come the conference meet.
How is your team? How do you like where they are right now?
I think we're good. You know, everybody keeps asking me that, and I think I'll have a better answer after GRIAC. We beat Wisconsin last week in the Oz Memorial. They came up as a course preview because they're not coming to the GRIAC. So obviously, whenever you can beat the Badgers, that's a good day in my book. But we're young, but we're good young, which young will mean some ups and downs, I think, in big meet situations. But we have 2 true freshmen right now in our top 5 who are from Alexandria, Megan and Bethany Haas, and they're performing as well as we expected. And we have a really good returner last year who's been our number one. And then we have some kids that have stepped up that were good last year, but maybe not quite in our top 5 that are really doing a great job. And lots of Minnesota kids, Bailey Ness from Woodbury and Emily Betts from Woodbury and Patty O'Brien from North St. Paul. So it's a lot of local kids, and that's what makes it fun. Danielle Anderson from Egan. So we'll know a lot more after GRIAC, but I think right now we're ranked 28th in the country, and I think we could be top 20 by the end.
Very good. Enjoy the week and enjoy the weekend.
Great. Thanks so much.